Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now here's a question for my listeners. How do you define spiritual sex? That's a good question, isn't it? Can you imagine what it would be like to experience erotic spirituality? Have you ever wondered how your sex life could be improved? Well, I think we've all wondered that one. Now, would you like to learn what happens when there is a downside to orgasms? Yes, that's hard to imagine, isn't it? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called How to Maximize Your Sexual Pleasure? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to enjoy your sex life more? If you can answer yes, or maybe, to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I'd like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I'll be introducing you to my co-host. He's an author, a success coach extraordinaire, and he will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about how to improve our sex lives. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk4 Media, and we are syndicated on six networks with over 5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you about my co-host today. He is Victor Gold, and he and his tantric partner, Amy Lyndon Adams, are one of only a handful of couples teaching the principles of erotic spirituality, spiritual sex. His writings have helped to demystify tantric sex for the masses. His new audio course entitled How to Prolong Your Sexual Orgasm, Instruction in the Art of Ecstatic Lovemaking, is a major breakthrough in the field of sexual education. His ebook, How to Maximize Your Sexual Pleasure, is available at Amazon.com in the Kindle bookstore. Victor Gold, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm fine, January. Thank you.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. I always look forward to your shows. I always learn so much, and I know my listeners do too. Share with us how long it took for you to put together your audio course.
Well, it's been the culmination of 35 years of study and teaching.
Uh-huh. Wow.
How to demystify tantric sex.
Okay.
So, you know, tantric sex is essentially from the Far East, places uh-huh. like China and India. And here in the West, most people haven't really heard about tantric sex very much, unless you live in California, where I do.
And you know, this is interesting because of our show, I've talked about it with so many people, and you're absolutely right. Most people, they don't have a clue when you say tantric sex. However, people in California, they seem to be more attuned to that. Have you always lived in California?
Well, not exactly. I've been here for about 30 years, though. I'm originally from New York City.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they don't talk about tantric sex that much in New York City, but you know what? From what I'm gathering, more and more people are talking about it, aren't they?
Well, I think it's time for a change. I think that particularly where men are concerned, there needs to be a new sexual paradigm for men in the sexual realms. Because up until now, as you probably are aware, if you've had any interaction, sexual interaction with men, men enjoy ejaculating. To most men, ejaculation is the high point of their sexual exchange, and they strive to ejaculate, and they ejaculate as many as 5,000 times in a lifetime.
Wow. Okay. You've got my attention on that one, Victor. Do they do anything else with their life?
You'd have to ask each individual. I couldn't comment on that.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
What I'm here to share is that, as I said, I'm proposing a new sexual paradigm for men where they learn the benefits of non-ejaculatory sex. The benefits are many, both for men and for women as well.
Okay, and this is, I would say, pretty revolutionary, isn't it?
Well, it is in a sense because non-ejaculatory sex is completely foreign to most people, particularly men. But we started the conversation about spiritual sex, and I wanted to tell you that erotic spirituality, which is what I teach, it deals with the dynamic connection between sex and spirit. And though until now you may not have been aware of this sex-spirit connection, it's probably because not just any sex will do. In order to access the spiritual realms through sex, one has to be in a high state of arousal for an extended period, very close to the orgasmic release point, but without coming. Now, that may sound counterintuitive because for many people, coming is the big deal. But I'm suggesting that by avoiding the urge to ejaculate, men can have bigger, more profound, full body, multiple orgasms rather than just a genital release.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a personal question. How old were you when you first yourself experienced erotic spirituality, spiritual sex? How old were you?
Well, I was in my early 30s when I first took my first tantric workshop. It was probably around 1981, and I learned three remarkable principles at my first tantra workshop, which kind of shattered my belief system, blew my mind, and on a 35-year path trying to understand what tantra sex was all about.
Okay. Now, I need to have you share those three things with me right now.
Okay. Well, one of the principles was it's not necessary to ejaculate to complete a sexual experience.
Okay.
Now, that was very surprising to me because I always thought at the time that wasn't that the whole point of sex? To have an explosive orgasm? Well, I learned that, no, that's not necessarily the case. It's one option, but it's only an option, and there's actually a bigger and greater option available once a person learns to master some of the bedroom skills that are talked about in my audio course, where I offer instruction in the art of ecstatic lovemaking. So the first one was it's not necessary for a man to ejaculate. And the second one was that male ejaculation is not the most ecstatic moment for men in sex. Now, that was a very controversial principle to me. And finally, the third principle that I learned was that male ejaculation and orgasm need not be one and the same. So those were three things that just blew my mind. I had been a very sexually active person up till that point, and in every single sexual exchange I ever had, I always ejaculated. I had learned to delay my ejaculation in order to in order for my female partner to become aroused enough to have her own orgasm. But as far as having a non-ejaculatory sex, that was really far out to me.
Yeah, and I can see where, I mean, when I think back on how we were raised and what we were taught, you know, like, you know, I think a lot of women have now come to the point where they can experience multiple orgasms, but most men, as you said earlier, think in terms of one explosive orgasm, and so it's kind of a really amazing new concept, but yet this is something that is very common in the East, isn't it?
Well, for those people who study Tantra, it is, but even in India and China today, most of them are not familiar with the legacy of the past. They're really not.
Really?
The modern Indian has been basically taught what they know from the Catholic Church. And in China, they've lost touch with their ancient roots as well. So it's something that is only well known in what they call the mystery schools of the Far East. And mystery schools are schools that were started for people who leave the mundane world and go off on a spiritual path.
Are these like the Buddhist priests that go off into the mountains? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, similar to that, except the mystery schools in Tantra taught everything about tantric sex. So there weren't many of them, and the average person was not really in touch with it at all.
We're going to take a break, and then when we come back with Victor Gold, we're going to talk a little more about the mystery schools and how you would find out about those. And then we're going to also talk about the two types of students that are drawn to his audio course that you can sign up for on the internet. We'll be right back.
Orgasm long and prosper. Learn the secret of the one-hour orgasm. Experience the dynamic connection between extended orgasm and spirit. Enhance your bedroom skills with precise instruction in the art of ecstatic sex. Become an accomplished lover capable of sexually satisfying any partner. Men, master ejaculation control. Learn how to orgasm without coming. Cultivate sexual energy. Create a spiritual context for your lovemaking. Feel the bliss of full-body, multiple orgasms. Learn how to relax in high states of arousal for extended periods. Visit www.howtoprolongsexualorgasm.com. The Boy on Shady Grove Road explores a humble but adventurous childhood in rural Arkansas during the 1940s and 50s. Clyde McCulley's juvenile innocence and sense of wonder capture universal mysteries and dreams of childhood, while coming to terms with family, friends, and faith in the segregated South. With wit and heartfelt gratitude, The Boy on Shady Grove Road ponders the most basic questions while celebrating the warmth of belonging, the joys of freedom, and the simple pleasures of life. Available on Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. I'm my co-host today, Victor Gold, and the news alert is, guess what? We are not naturally good at sex or sexual relationships. Unfortunately, and contrary to what some of you would like to believe, you don't come into this world naturally good at sex. Perhaps this might be a relief to those of you who have experienced difficulties and feared that there was something wrong with you. However, Victor wants you to know it's not your fault, since very few of you have received proper instruction along the way. Much of what you learn about sex has come from highly questionable sources, and I think we can all agree with that. Victor, before we took our break, we were talking a little bit about mystery schools. Could you share some more information on these mystery schools that are in the East?
Yes, mystery schools were created as secret societies to prevent outside interference as initiates, that is, those who decided to leave the mundane life for the adventure of pursuing higher consciousness. They attempted to bridge the gap between the material and the spiritual world. So that's what mystery schools were, and those are the schools that were teaching tantric sex in the Far East.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We don't have schools like that here.
Now, I'm sure we don't, because I know a lot of people who would want to enroll. However, your course, and that's pretty close to it, types of students that are drawn to your audio course, Victor.
Yeah, well, this audio course resonates with anyone who wants to take their sexual expression to the next level. The course teaches the bedroom skills that are needed in order to expand your orgasmic capacity, not just to increase the intensity of your own sexual pleasure, but it also provides the tools you need to sexually satisfy any of your lovers, no matter how hot and passionate they may be. For students who are on a spiritual path, learning to extend their orgasms will provide a liftoff that can propel them into altered states of consciousness. In this way, they can learn to transform sexual energy into spiritual illumination, and that is the highest purpose of the true function of orgasm. Does that make sense to you?
And that sounds like a goal that many people would like to achieve. Yes, it does. It does. It takes sex to, as we spoke about earlier, a spiritual level. And it's, you know, in my mind, it would be like a communion of the spirits that's just not physical. It's total spiritual. Does that sound like what we're talking about?
Well, yeah, it's an inner experience, and you learn to, I probably should tell you how I got started on this path, because I had an altered state of consciousness when I was making love with a girlfriend of mine many years ago, and I reached a point where I was in an altered state, so I was seeing things that I could not normally see.
Okay.
For example, my body seemingly transformed itself and kind of devolved into an energetic field. So I could no longer discern where my body began and where my partner's body began. We kind of meshed our energy fields and we became one. So that had never ever happened to me before. And the reason it happened was because of the prolonged buildup of sexual energy without a genital release. And that led me to a state of sexual ecstasy. And in that ecstasy, I saw things that I could never see under normal conditions. So expanding your orgasms will be similar to being on a hallucinogenic drug in a way, because it completely alters it completely alters your perceptual reality, and everything shifts, and you see things that you normally will not see, and you'll feel things like divine love and illuminating bliss and
so this is like basically having a sexual LSD experience.
Yeah, I had mentioned previously with you that I had done hallucinogenic drugs in my as a young man, and it was similar in the sense that it was so expanded, so amazing, and what I was feeling and what I was seeing was just extraordinary to me. So I just want to prepare people who take my audio course and who learn to extend their orgasms, that they will be accessing the spiritual realms, which are nothing like our normal three-dimensional experience.
And they can do this by taking your course. And how do you prolong, you know, orgasm for half an hour, an hour or more? That's got to be, how do you learn to do that?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I'm curious.
you have to generate a high state of arousal for an extended period, and you have to be aroused and be very close to the genital release point, but not spill over. So you learn to hover. You learn to hover in this very small space that is precisely between peak arousal and genital release. With practice, and you need to practice this because most people can't do it until they master some of the bedroom skills, like the proper way to breathe, and you have to relax your body and let go of sexual tension. But with practice, you can actually, you can hover in this tiny gap. And in this gap, you experience a prolonged buildup, and you're hovering just below the genital release point, so you savor and extend for maximum sexual pleasure. Can you understand that? In other words,
makes sense to me.
Just at the point where you would almost come, you learn to delay and relax and go into stillness. You stop all stimulation, because if you stimulate further, you're going to come. So you learn to go into stillness, and you breathe from the abdominal area, and you let go of sexual tension. And that's the only way you can hover in this high space without coming.
Okay, so how long did it take you to learn how to do this?
Well, after I attended my tantric workshop, I went home and practiced and mastered the ability to avoid ejaculation. And I did that by a training that I undergo, whereby I toned and developed my internal sex muscles. And those are the muscles that men and women already use when they are squeezing out the last drop after urinating.
Oh, okay.
So those are your sex muscles. There are two groups of muscles. One group is the anal sphincter muscles, and the other is the pubococcygeal muscle. These are the muscles that you squeeze to release the last few drops of urine after you've urinated. So most people are familiar with those muscles. They use them, but they don't really train them and develop them enough. But if men do that and if women do that, it can increase their sexual, their orgasmic capacity greatly.
Okay. This is fascinating, and we're going to hear from our fascinating sponsors. We'll be right back with Victor Gold.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in four different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com.
Welcome back with my guest, my co-host today, Victor Gold, and we're talking about his wonderful, fascinating website. Victor, could you share your website information and share with our listeners how they can contact you?
Yeah, my website is www.howtoprolongsexualorgasm.com, and I can be emailed at tantramanonline@yahoo.com. That's all one word, tantramanonline@yahoo.com.
Okay. And now, Victor, let's talk about why so many people are clueless when it comes to ecstatic lovemaking. So many people, they haven't a clue what we're talking about, do they?
Well, you mentioned before that, you know, we don't come into this world naturally good at sex or sexual relationship.
Right.
And this is so true. You may have noticed that there aren't many places offering proper instruction in the sexual arts. This is such an important subject in the school of life, and yet there are only a handful of people teaching the principles of ecstatic lovemaking. Now, we've mentioned that if you think about it, most of what we've learned about sex has come from parents, unknowing family and friends, pornography, the street, the marketplace, and most, if not all, of our hands-on sexual experiences have been with untrained lovers who learned whatever it is they know about sex from the same unreliable sources. So my audio course breaks down the most minute details of what it takes for a man to increase his staying power and avoid unwanted ejaculations. It also teaches mm-hmm. men and women how to raise the sexual energy that is between their legs and raise it up into their heart, which is the love center, mm-hmm. and the head, which yeah. is where the spiritual faculties reside. So the thing about tantric sex that's different from conventional sex is that it's not just about intense sexual pleasure. It's actually about opening up the spiritual faculties in the brain and increasing the openness of the heart so that sexual love can take place rather than just having a genital experience. You now have a full body experience, and that's where the full body multiple orgasms come into being.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing information, and I'm sure so many people listening to us are, it just blows your mind when you think about the part where people can have their heart and head as a part of the sexual experience. Most people can't even comprehend that, can they?
Well, people need more training. They need to be open to new ways of making love, new ways of mm-hmm. turning themselves on and turning their partners on. So that's what this course is for. My hope is that progressive high schools and colleges and universities around the world will start to teach uh-huh. this kind of stuff because it's that important.
Okay, now where would people who are interested in learning about tantric sex, where would they, I know they can come to you, but where else in the world would they go to learn about this?
Well, there are literally hundreds of books about tantra and tantric sex. And of course, mm-hmm. if they Google tantric sex online, there'd be a mm-hmm. wealth of information. But the basic principles are always the same. It's about taking sexual energy and raising that energy up into the heart and the brain. Now, most mm-hmm. people, as you know, who make love, they don't really consider that at all. So conventional lovemaking is more about just having a genital experience. But when you get into spiritual sex, it includes the heart and the brain as well. Many women mm-hmm. have complained to me that they would like more heartfelt feeling from their men, and that the men are too genitally focused. And that's generally the case. Men are genitally focused, so they have to train themselves to actually take the energy mm-hmm. that's between their legs that feels so good there and actually direct it higher up into the body. That's what the tantric sex is about.
Okay. Now, explain a little bit about how the way you breathe during sex determines the duration and quality of your lovemaking and why breathing is so important.
Yeah, well, depending on the way you breathe, a man will either ejaculate or not. You can actually either rev up the central nervous system based on how you breathe, or you can tone it down. So it's really important if you want to tone down your sexual turn-on, then you have to breathe mm-hmm. from the abdominal area. If you've ever taken a yoga class, yoga uh-huh. breathing calms down the central nervous system, and that allows men to last and last and last. It increases their staying power so that the female who they're making love with has a chance to build her arousal and come to the point where she can orgasm again and again. So it's the mm-hmm. abdominal breathing that is one of the major factors in men learning to master control of the ejaculation process.
Now, when people sign up for your course, you explain to them how to do this particular type of breathing?
Yes, if we were in person, I would lay you on my massage table and have you breathe, and I would teach you the natural breath. If you look at a healthy baby breathe, you will see that on the inhale, the belly puffs up like a balloon and the chest rises slightly. And then on the exhale, the belly pulls in toward the spine. That's the natural way to breathe. But unfortunately, most of us, because of the stress of modern day life, breathe in a very shallow way. And shallow breathing induces male ejaculation. It actually increases excitement and muscle tension, which makes men come. So abdominal breathing, by calming the central nervous system, prevents an unwanted ejaculation for men.
That totally makes sense. That is such valuable information for us to be able to share. We're also going to share a word from our sponsors. And when we come back with Victor, we're going to talk about the different types of orgasm. There are more types of orgasm than you can imagine. We'll be right back.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com.
Are you ready for revolution? Are you tired of a life that doesn't feel like you anymore, that doesn't uplift you and create wholeness? You are ready for something different. Stop making life hard and find your enjoyment revolution. Laughter, alignment, and real change. Sustainable change, deep, beautiful, creative, unfolding change. Come join us at enjoymentrevolution.com. It will change the way you do life.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Priceless Personalities is also available at audiblebooks.com. Today, I have a priceless personality visiting with me, my co-host, Victor Gold. Victor, we've been talking about orgasms, and what's the downside for men with the explosive orgasm experience?
There's quite a few downsides, actually. Number one is when a man ejaculates, unlike women, he loses vital energy. He loses life force energy with each ejaculation. He also loses, besides his sexual power immediately, he loses his erection. He loses his sexual desire. He loses his sexual energy. He loses his interest in his partner, at least temporarily. And finally, he loses the opportunity to access the spiritual realms because it requires the avoidance of ejaculation in order to do that. So the other downside is that after coming, men usually feel emotionally withdrawn. Some men feel irritable and moody and indifferent. And just when a woman wants to cuddle and enjoy the aftermath of loving, men are usually in a space where they want to roll over and go to sleep. And this is a sure sign of energy loss from the ejaculation.
Yeah.
So those are all the downsides to coming.
And when you, as you said earlier, most men have 5,000 of these experiences in their lifetime, it's a wonder that they can even function.
Well, for immediately after ejaculation, especially if they've ejaculated two or three or four times in a row, they go into a space where they're pretty much unconscious. You know, it's very sleep-inducing because they've lost energy. But more than that, it takes them out of the present moment, and they just, they're just not very very available at that point.
Okay, now let's switch to the other side. Female sexual satisfaction is of the utmost importance to men and women in lovemaking, and this is a different dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, females are different in the sense that they're much stronger sexually. They don't lose energy when they come, and so they don't have this. They don't have this emotional withdrawal in the aftermath of lovemaking. Women can come and come and come again, and they don't lose vital energy. So the problem is basically a masculine problem, not a feminine problem. So it's up to the man to learn to master the avoidance of ejaculation so that they can please their female counterpart. She may require more time before her body is ready for an orgasm. And so it's up to the men to increase their staying power.
Okay. My question for you is, whoever set this up this way? Whoever set this up must have had a weird sense of humor, because it's like two completely different dynamics, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but it's not something that can't be handled. All it takes is for men to master seminal retention. Once they do that, then there's gender equality between the sexes, and the men can satisfy any woman at that point as long as he avoids ejaculation. And remember, men only experience sexual pleasure until they ejaculate. Thereafter, they go into this space where the penis doesn't like to be touched, and they don't feel very jovial at that point. It's usually they just feel a little bit depressed at that point.
Well, you know, it's what you're saying is so valid, because it's all pretty much downhill after that magical moment. But so many men aren't aware of this. Is it difficult for you to get this message out? How is that coming along?
Well, it depends on the men. You know, there are many men that are open to learning about tantric sex. And there are others that absolutely resist it and think I'm crazy for suggesting that men should not ejaculate. And I want to be clear that I'm not suggesting men should never ejaculate. It's an individual choice for men whether to do this or not. It's fine to ejaculate if you're young and strong and feeling healthy and fit. But if you're older and not as healthy and fit, then coming really takes a lot out of a man. And so younger men can ejaculate much more often than older, less healthy men.
Okay. It's kind of, that's an interesting thing to share, so that people can think about that as they are growing older. You know, it's always fascinating to talk to you. I love having you on the show. And let's share again your internet, where people can contact you.
HowToProlongSexualOrgasm.com is my website. I'd love for people to go to the website and read about what's there. There's a 2-minute video to watch. And if you have any questions about anything that you want to talk about with me, just email me at tantramanonline@yahoo.com. I'd be happy to hear from any of our listening audience.
It's a fascinating website. I've been there many times, and I highly recommend it. Also, Victor will be back with us next month, and we'll be sharing more information about tantric sex. Thank you, Victor, and looking forward to your next visit.
Thank you so much, January. Be well.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Victor as much as I've enjoyed sharing him with you. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you just like Victor. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too and will help to improve your sex life. I would love to welcome you to our new whining world when you can sign on to my website, January Jones. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. Thank you to my guest today, Victor Gold. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.